Karine Jean-Pierre's ex-account appears to tweet post meant for Joe Biden's account. By Nick Gilbertson on August 16, 2023. A now-deleted post on the social media site X, formerly Twitter, from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre's account appears to have been meant to be posted on President Joe Biden's account. "When I ran for president, I made a promise that I would leave no part of the country behind," Jean-Pierre's tweet read in part. The post was deleted, but not before it was archived. Critics were quick to mock Jean-Pierre for the mistake. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who served in the Trump administration, quipped, "Do you remember when Biden edged out KJP for the nomination? He was kind enough to make her at press sec after." Alex LaRusso, the executive producer of Newsmax's The Benny Report, also took to X to mock the press secretary. Simon Atieba, the White House correspondent for Today News Africa, also chimed in. Notably, Atieba has filed a lawsuit against Jean-Pierre in an effort to regain his press badge. The New York Post notes he lost it after a series of briefing room disruptions. "Oh wow. They tweeted from the wrong account," Atieba wrote. "At press sec, Karine Jean-Pierre has not run for president, at least to the best of my knowledge. Still wondering what really happened here. Did an intern send out the tweet?" he wondered in a follow-up post on Wednesday morning. "I don't really know. Also, at press sec, Karine Jean-Pierre seems exhausted." Fox News contributor and columnist for The Messenger Joe Concha mocked the tweet as well. The mishap comes as former President Donald Trump has been hit with his latest indictment in Georgia. Notably, one of the counts listed in the indictment against him, aides, and lawyers includes impersonating a public officer or employee under Georgia Penal Code October 16, 2033. Jean-Pierre caught criticism on Monday as well after she referred to Senator Mazie Hirono, D. High, using male pronouns and mispronounced her name.